Hi, I'm Nicola Cairncross and you're listening to the Money Gym podcast, where I interview successful entrepreneurs and investors and ask them if they could go back in time and give their younger selves one big tip about money, what would it be? I really hope you enjoy the show. Pete Williams is an award-winning entrepreneur, author and marketer from Melbourne, Australia. At the young age of 21, he sold the Melbourne Cricket Ground for under $500. Since then, he's made the pages of numerous media publications all over the continent and has often been dubbed as Australia's Richard Branson. He's also done some really cool stuff like write the international smash hit, How to Turn Your Million-Dollar Idea into a Reality, and the upcoming book It's Not About the Product. And he's created a bunch of companies including Infinity Telecommunications, On Hold Advertising, Simply Headsets and Preneur Group. Lots of other people think he's pretty good too. He's just been announced as the global runner-up in the JCI Creative Young Entrepreneur Awards, the Southern Region finalists in the Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Awards, and a member of Smart Company's Hot 30 Under 30 list. So what about your money, Pete? How are you with money? What do you do with the windfall from the cricket club, and how do you manage your money?
Oh, God. depending which decade you ask, I've been smart with money, I've been stupid with my money, I've been everywhere in between. So I've bought some investment properties, so that's kind of been a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I've enjoyed a lot. Like, I've been to the US numerous times on a lot of holidays. Triathlons, it's not a cheap sport by any means, with bikes and training and coaching and travel. So kind of, been a mixture of just, hopefully smart investments and a lot of good experiences, because at the end of the day, I do believe that life's about living, and a lot of people sort of say, look, I want to make all this money so I can retire and have a great life and have all these experiences, but if you can have them now, why not? I've never been a big car guy. I'm 32 now, so I had my first car when I was 17, and I've had one car since then. So I've had two cars. My current car is a Lexus, so it's a nice car.
Yeah.
But I've had it for 6 years, and I've got no interest in changing it over, because I can. It's just, to me, why would I go and spend $32,000 over 4 years leasing and borrowing a car? It's just why would I do that? So I've kind of been smart in those sort of ways, which has been good. That's kind of, a roundabout answer, isn't it?
You've been listening to Nicola Cairncross on the Money Gym podcast. If you'd like to find out more about the Money Gym and how we can help you become more financially intelligent, just come on over to themoneygym.com. We'll see you over there.